we're going to talk now about the leaving cert. I was going to say the pressure is on, but it's an issue of, I suppose, studying, trying to get everything going, trying to be right on the day, on the morning itself, trying to do the work now over the next couple of months to get you ready for the leaving cert. That's what faces every student out there as they plan for these major exams in relation to the end of their second level schooling and what they plan to do for the future. But add to that the pressure that's under people with additional needs, including dyslexia and ADHD, and there is a call for them to be giving more time in exams. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got Rosie Bizet, who's CEO of Dyslexia Ireland, and also Lauren Lynch, who's a former student who sat the Leaving Cert with dyslexia. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Morning.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Very good. Rosie, I'll start with you on that. What is the, for people who are unaware of this, what are or are there any provisions in place at the moment for students with dyslexia in terms of sitting examinations like this?
Yes, yeah, so there are existing accommodations in place, such as reading assistance, which is where you might, let's say, either have a reading pen or access to a human reader. There's writing assistance for, I suppose, a much smaller number of students, and that would be either using perhaps a laptop, you know, and typing your answers, or in a very, very small number of cases, a scribe, which would be a human being who you dictate to and they write it down. And I suppose probably the most common one would be a spelling and grammar waiver, which only applies in language subjects, so, you know, English, Irish, French, German, etc.
Those are the provisions that are in place. What are you looking for? More time, is that the crucial thing? And time pressure is a big issue with regards to exams.
Exactly. So what we've been campaigning for years at this stage, it's been a long, long campaign, is additional time. So if we look at both our universities here in Ireland, if we look at, let's say, the equivalent end of second level examination systems across Europe and internationally, the number one accommodation on the list for students with dyslexia or other additional needs is extra time. Because we know with all of these things, as Lauren can attest to, reading takes longer, writing takes longer, but it's not only the literacy itself that takes longer. With things like dyslexia and ADHD, there is often challenges with processing speed. So the speed at which you can process information, getting those facts from your long-term memory, organizing those pieces of information, deciding how you're going to phrase that sentence before you even then get to trying to write it down and spell it, etc. So every step of the process takes a lot, can take a lot longer for individuals with dyslexia and other additional needs. So we've been campaigning on this for many years. Yes.
Okay, now 10 minutes of extra time was announced to be granted for students with additional needs in this year's junior and leaving certificate. That's not enough, I take it.
It's not at all, no, and compares very poorly in comparison to, as I say, universities in Ireland and internationally. If you go into, if you get into university and you head in there into Tralee or UCC in Cork or anywhere in the country, you will be offered between 10 and 15 minutes per hour, not 10 minutes for your whole exam, you know. So it compares quite poorly. Internationally, 25%, 15 minutes per hour would be quite the norm.
Okay, Laura, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme. You're 25 now. You were diagnosed with dyslexia at 17 and ADHD at 21. What was your experience sitting the Leaving Cert when you sat it?
Sitting the Leaving Cert in Ireland is probably one of the most stressful things I've had to go through in the education system, to the point where I wasn't even considering college because I was like, there's no way I can do that if I have to do that all over again. But when I went to college, it was vastly different than the Leaving Cert. Like Rosie said, you're given an extra 10 to 15 minutes per hour in exam, not an extra 10 minutes on an already insanely long exam. I think the extra 10 minutes is welcomed, but I don't think a Bula bus is in order because I don't think that they are really listening to people with dyslexia or ADHD, and that's evident any time an announcement like that is put out. People with dyslexia and ADHD are not involved in the conversation because I don't think anybody was happy really with an extra 10 minutes. I don't see what they think an extra 10 minutes is going to do to an already overly complicated exam that needs to be reformed completely.
Yeah, yeah. What was it like for you, though? Did you have any supports or any extra consideration? I know you got diagnosed around 17. Was that just before or when you were doing the leaving?
When I was doing the leaving cert. So I had a reader for my exam.
Okay, did that help?
It did, but the whole process of the exam, like having the reader helped, yes, but the whole process of having to do the exam, it kind of, it doesn't...
It's very challenging.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Hugely challenging. What would you like to see? And even, I saw you've called for reform in the general exam, but would more supports in the lead up or while you're studying, would that contribute? Just even outside of the time issue on the exam day itself?
Yeah, I think a huge range of supports needs to be provided. I think the way that maybe even shortening the amount of information that you have to remember, because at the end of the day, all that the Leaving Cert is a memory game. And regardless of dyslexia, a lot of people have different learning styles. And I think the government also needs to recognise that, like, people learn in completely different ways. And the way that it's currently taught is only catered for one type of learner.
And that's a wider question about how it's taught and the continual assessment involved and other issues, getting away from the issue of rote learning. Okay, Rosie, if I can ask you, this is called the Reasonable Accommodation Scheme. 30,000 students will be given extra time this year as part of, that's across the two examinations, junior and leaving certificate, of the interim scheme for those with visual or physical impairment conditions such as dyslexia or dyspraxia and ADHD. My question to you, just playing devil's advocate, how do you police it to make sure that it isn't abused or that people who aren't entitled qualify? Or is that an issue, do you think?
I don't honestly think that that is an issue, but that is the job of the State Exams Commission. So their job is to run the scheme through, as well. Obviously, they're running the exams. They also, in tandem, run the scheme of reasonable accommodations. As any parent or young person, or certainly schools and teachers in the country know, the SEC issue incredibly detailed guidance, which is very strict around who qualifies and who doesn't.
The
it's
only,
not a case
and I'm
of
not suggesting,
saying you'd like
I'm
it. You know, you have to evidence
I'm
it.
I'm not... Yeah, so I'm not suggesting, Rosie, by the way, that people with dyslexia would be faking it or others would, but, you know, with the best will in the world, some human beings, they look at 10 minutes an hour, perhaps, for an exam, and they say, sign me up for that. You know, they take an inch, give them an inch and they'll take a mile. So it has to be policed, is what I'm suggesting. But do you think that's controllable or that it's exactly enough in terms of the standards required or the proof required that wouldn't be an issue?
I think the criteria that the State Exams Commission, which is managed by the Department of Education, set are quite strict. You know, you have to show that difficulties are persistent over a period of time. You have to show evidence of test scores, and even things like, let's say, for example, on the time issue. I mean, a really simple way to look at that would be, look at the kids who year on year are literally running out of time in exams. And, you know, those are the kids who need this additional time. It's quite clear they're coming out of every exam that they do never having finished a paper because they have struggled to read the question. They haven't had enough time to get process it, get their information down on paper. We're not asking for something above and beyond what exists elsewhere. We're simply asking that our young people with additional needs in Ireland get access to the same level of reasonable accommodations in these exams that they would get when they walk into university, that they will get if they were doing their A-levels in England or their baccalaureate in France. You know, it's standard, normal, international best practice. And really, we should be doing better for our young people.
10 minutes this year, are you hopeful that, I won't say you're pushing an open door, but that this recognition by the State Examinations Commission will lead to perhaps maybe more of what you want next year?
Yeah, that's very much our hope, okay? I mean, they have said it's an interim amount, and there is a bigger race review process of the entire scheme currently underway. In fact, we're going to a consultation meeting with them and other stakeholders later this month. So certainly we will be continuing our campaign that there is a reasonable amount of additional time brought in. But as Lauren said, there's also other issues to think about, like, you know, better access to assistive technology, looking at even just the length of exams. Do our exams need to be, you know, the base level of the exam? Do exams need to be as long as they are? You know what I mean? In other countries, they would tend to be shorter, you know, and then that also creates more time to build into the schedule additional time for those students who need it. Things like more project work, continuous assignment, which we're moving towards, would be really welcome. But that's senior cycle reform is moving at a slow pace.
Yeah, it certainly is. Lauren, would you welcome that whole look at everything and that extra time, maybe shorter exams, less stress and pressure on the person with the ADHD or dyslexia to process things? And as you mentioned, the processing time there being a key part. Lauren?
Completely, yeah. Absolutely. Like, I'm a prime example of how that works. Like, when I was in Leaving Cert, I think maybe throughout the whole time in school, I think maybe I was getting C's and D's like marked in my exam normally all of the time, and then when I went to college I was getting 90%, 100%. I graduated college with a 2.1 GPA, which I never thought was possible. So it just shows that continuous assessment and shorter having like less bulk of work to remember over a period of 2 years. That's a crazy amount of time to have to remember a whole load of information to put down on a page to determine whether or not you can go into college.
Yeah. And that shows that if you're assessed in a different way, you can get higher grades, proper recognition of the work you've put in, the abilities you have.
Yeah, 100%. And I got assessive technology when I was in college as well, and I also had support through the disability office, so the support that I received in college was unbelievably amazing. That was ATU in Castlebar, who I commend.
Yeah, a massive difference. Rosie, final word to you. You'll obviously be talking to your members about how the 10 minutes extra goes this year and using that to try and push for more, I'd imagine. So this year's Leaving Cert and Junior Cert will be, to use the word, it'll be assessed closely to see what help, if any, and if more is needed.
Exactly. And I suppose, look, it's 10 minutes the kids, let's say, who did their exams in June 2025 didn't have. But as I say, it's not enough. But certainly we will be absolutely looking for feedback from our members and others. And obviously, you know, as we do on an ongoing basis, and feeding that into our ongoing advocacy campaign with the State Exams Commission and the department to really get a more equitable, fair amount of support into the system.
Okay, all right, Rosie, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us, Rosie Bissett there, CEO of Dyslexia Ireland. Also, Lauren Lynch, former student at Leaving Cert with dyslexia, and she talked about her experience there and just the difference between that Leaving Cert examination experience she had and then how she performed in college afterwards when she had the supports in place. Tells its own story, I think. If you have a view on that, if you've had those issues, or if you have, if you have a child sitting a Leaving Cert or a Junior Cert with those issues, we'd love to hear from you on the program this morning.